Let's go to the KRDO Newsline and visit with our very good friend, Rachel Wright. She is the Public Relations and Social Media Manager with the Cheyenne Mountain Zoo. I always love hearing your voice because you're always enthusiastic about everything that's happening at the zoo. It's so fun to talk to you, Rachel.
Aw, thanks for having me. There is always something fun going on up here.
Yes, including what we're going to be talking about, which is going to be awesome, by the way. Coming up tomorrow, this is going to be awesome. The Cheyenne Mountain Zoo's Tales, Tunes, and Tastes. This is going to be for those 21 and up. So it's not a kid-friendly event. It's for, you know, it's for people to get out and maybe have a date night or something like that, right?
Yeah, it's a 21 and up event, like you said, tomorrow night, Thursday, July 27th from 6 to 9:30. And I just checked on tickets, and they're selling quickly. So we have this event tomorrow. And we have another one at the end of August if you can't make it tomorrow night. So
good. Because I was telling my wife.
You've got to get those advance tickets.
I literally was telling my wife, this is so much fun because you get to go up to the zoo. It's a different perspective of the zoo because you're going to be up there as the sun is going down. You know, you're going to be able to drink an alcoholic beverage. You're going to be able to feed a giraffe while you listen to all the breathtaking music. So let's talk about that for a second, the music lineup. Sure. What will be taking place as far as the musical lineup?
We have six live local musical acts for Thursday night. George Whitesell, Grapefruit Moon, Mimic, Red Moon Rounder, Ryan Flores, and Spur. So there's a great variety, everything from kind of bluegrassy to Americana folk to Spanish guitar and rock and a little bit of everything for everyone. And they are spread out through the zoo. So as you're moving through the event, you can stop and watch these different bands and try different kinds of food. Each ticket this year also includes unlimited small plates by our catering partner at the SSA group. Our executive chef has come up with some delicious bites for everybody. And then each ticket includes two drinks, and we have cash bars throughout the zoo as well if you would like to have additional refreshments.
Right. So if you're a foodie, as they like to call people who like those small bites, you know, you can just taste all the different food, get your beverage, walk around the zoo, enjoy the music and of course the animals and everything is available, including the ride on the Sky Ride. That's not included in the price of the ticket to get you in this event, but if you are a member, it'll cost you, $4? If you're a non-member, you can pay $5, but it's well worth it to get on that thing, especially at that time of the night because it's so romantic.
It is. The city's just sparkling beneath you, and it's absolutely beautiful. Yeah. It's a limited capacity event, too, so it really is. I mean, it's fun and it's lively with the music, but it's also pretty peaceful up here to just walk around in between the musicians and see what the animals get up to at night. Like you said, I always recommend that people hustle over to Rocky Mountain Wild and see if you can hear the wolves howling at dusk.
Oh, wow.
That's pretty special. Yeah.
That's pretty awesome. Once again, we're visiting with Rachel Wright. She is the Public Relations and Social Media Manager with the Cheyenne Mountain Zoo. And all the animals are listening to the show right now as well. What is your favorite animal? All their ears just perked up. So, do you have an actual favorite animal?
I feel so. This is the hardest question that I get because I love all of them and they're all just so unique.
Of course.
I've worked here almost 5 years, and when I was pretty new, Atka, our Alaska moose, came to us, and he has such an incredible story and has just overcome a lot. He was unfortunately orphaned in the wild, and we were able to step up when wildlife authorities in Alaska were looking for a home for him. So we have been able to give him that second chance at life, and he is just amazing. He's huge and gentle and, you know, really feisty sometimes.
Oh, my goodness.
It's just cool to know a moose.
So he's your favorite then?
I think so.
Okay.
His story is just so important, and he helps people learn how to coexist with wildlife.
I'm looking at the cameras now, and the giraffe, they're all bummed out now. Their necks are all down near the ground. And they're just bummed out because Rachel picked the moose as her favorite. So, no, but I agree. I love the moose as well. And speaking of giraffe, you can also, you know, feed them. Do they act differently at night?
I don't think so. I think they're just always excited for lettuce if you have it. One of the most well-known giraffe, I think his name is Timbili. He's really tall.
Yeah.
And he is, if you've had a selfie with a giraffe or fed the giraffe up at the zoo, there's a huge chance it was Timbili. He is super outgoing, but just loves to take lettuce from guests. And they will be out at the event tomorrow night. So,
excellent.
Like you said, bring a few extra dollars and plan on spending some time with the giraffe. I know some people who attend this event will just go and get a drink and grab some food, and then they post up and feed the giraffe for 3.5 hours. But it's great. Yeah. I love that we can provide that for people.
And every dime that you make, and this will be the final question, and we really appreciate your time because I know how busy you are.
Of course.
Every dime that you make goes right back to the zoo and all the programs there, right?
Yep. We're a nonprofit that doesn't receive any tax support, so these events are super important to us funding animal care, zoo improvements, and 75 cents from every ticket goes to our Quarters for Conservation program, which has raised more than $4.5 million for frontline conservation efforts all around the world. So you're having a wild night for a worthy cause if you join us at Tales, Tunes, and Tastes tomorrow night.
That's excellent. So, you know, maybe the one in August, I could actually do my show from the zoo and actually be a part of it. That would be fun, you know, from like 4 to 7.
Show.
That would be fun. So we'll have to work on that. But anyway, okay. I love it so much. It'll be happening tomorrow. Get your tickets because they will sell out, and you can also buy the one for the one in August. Where do they go to get tickets?
Yep, those advance tickets are required, and you can get them at cmzoo.org/tales.
Okay, excellent. Rachel, thank you so much.
Thank you, Dan.
Yep, pet
have a good day.
Pet the moose for us. Thank you.